FFA, and 4-H, both longstanding, highly respected organizations working to advance youth and agriculture, are something we all know a little bit about. You may be a member of one or even a member of both. Charles Denny with the University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture has more on how individuals can benefit greatly from dabbling in both.
Today's in-class assignment, harvest beautiful lettuce straight from the school greenhouse. These agriculture students at Scotts Hill High in Henderson County grew this produce with guidance from teacher Chris Cherry. It wasn't so long ago that Mr. Cherry was their age, and like many of them, heavily involved in both 4-H and FFA.
I think they go hand in hand. So many of the opportunities are the same. So much of the work that the students are doing could benefit them in both organizations.
More than anything, Cherry wants his students to learn and encourages dual membership in both ag-related organizations. There are time constraints for some kids, but they also get a variety of experiences.
The students in my program this year, we have a state FFA officer and we have a state 4-H council member. We have students who are going to state finalist in their FFA proficiency awards and in their 4-H portfolios. So a lot of what we're doing is we're doubling the opportunities for our students.
Back indoors, the class learns and draws the parts of a flower. The science behind agriculture is what interests senior Mackenzie Clark, who plans to study animal science in college. She says her background has prepared her well.
The things that I knew growing up, I knew that I wanted to be involved in 4-H, and I knew that I wanted to be involved in FFA because I knew that they would open up opportunities and open up doors for me.
4-H is the youth development program for UT Extension, with 180,000 young Tennesseans involved statewide. Many times 4-H agents team with their local high schools, with both teaching lessons about leadership and service.
It will be a busy last few months of the school year for these kids, but they can expect more good experiences in both 4-H and FFA. For these two organizations, helping young people grow and succeed is a shared responsibility. This is Charles Denny reporting.